People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. We will take your phone calls 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We also will have your first Money Talks cash code of the day this hour as well. That'll be coming up in just a little bit, so you want to make sure you have that ready to go. Money Talks, of course, brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth and Fairhaven. And we got an app chat message from Nick in Fairhaven during the news. He says, thank you for speaking the truth about tacos. Yes, it's not a popular opinion. And I can come on the radio every day and talk about how I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I think that they're going to do a great job for the future of America. And I think that Donald Trump is both a dumb idiot and somebody who is going to poison democracy. And I could say all those things. By the way, don't call up and I'm using this as a for instance. So don't call up and fight with me about that. But I could say all those things. And people would come away and being like, oh, that's just another dumb liberal on the radio. But if I come on and I start bashing tacos, I would be afraid to leave this studio later. But I mean, I would never bash tacos anyway. They're okay. But people are so crazy about tacos. Like, they're good. I like them. I'm not disappointed if I have them for dinner. When I was married, my son loved tacos growing up. And so we would have taco night probably once a week. Didn't always have to be Tuesday. But we'd have taco night once a week. And my wife would make a mixture of soft shell and hard shell. And she'd set up this little Lazy Susan with all the different chopped pickles. That's right. She put pickles on tacos. And you know what? It was really good. I thought it was weird the first time she made it and she chopped up the pickles. I was like, what am I going to do with these? She's like, put them on your tacos. It'll change your life. And I did. And it was good. So, but like she would have the pickles, the onions, tomatoes, you know, different salsas. Great. It was fun. And I was never disappointed to come home and find out that it was taco night. But I also was never like, oh, you know what I really want tonight? Tacos. Now, my son, that was a different story. His absolute favorite thing in the world was that when Old Country Buffet was still in business, still open, we would go there for breakfast. And he would get so excited because not only could he have breakfast, but he could also get fried chicken and tacos because they would put those things out at breakfast time. And he was always so fired up for those. He's like, oh, look, Dad, I got bacon and tacos. I got a pancake and tacos. Anyway. So yeah, tacos are good. They're good. They're not anything to go crazy for. And I've had really good tacos. It's not like my only experience with tacos is your Taco Bell, which are still okay. But I don't get it. They make a big mess. I saw a meme going around last week with somebody who was eating tacos. And what they did is they put underneath them a big soft tortilla. And then they were eating the tacos over the soft tortilla so that it would catch all the things that fell out of the taco. And then they could just wrap that up and eat that as well. Like, that's kind of genius. It's a good idea. And I've gone through taco phases. So there was a time, growing up as a kid, we only had hard shell tacos when my dad would make tacos. I didn't even know there was a soft taco growing up. I knew about burritos, but I didn't know about a soft taco. I thought tacos only came in those hard shells because that's what we made. And then we went to Taco Bell for the first time and I said, what's a soft taco? And I got one of those and I became obsessed with those. And that's all that I would eat then. Oh, I want, and this is back in the day when a taco was like 35 cents at Taco Bell. Or I think it might have gone to like 50 cents, but they would have like the 35 or 29 cent deal. They would have like the 29 cent taco deal for a certain time. And one year it was my birthday and we went to Fall River to the Chuck E. Cheese in Fall River, which I think is that the plaza where Savers is now in Burlington in Fall River? I think that's the plaza where the Chuck E. Cheese was. But they had the Taco Bell there, which is still there, but I'm not sure it's in the same spot. And so we had like the best day ever because we went to Taco Bell for lunch and then we went to Chuck E. Cheese afterwards. And my dad's like, it's your birthday. You could have as many tacos as you want because it was like 29 cent taco promotion. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get, I don't know, like 10 tacos. And I think I ate 5 of them, but that was fine. I took the rest home because unlike hard shell tacos, soft shell tacos can be reheated. But now that I'm older and I've kind of had my fill of soft tacos and I've gone back to the hard shell tacos. But then sometimes I'll have a mixture. Like I used to, you know, be able to put away a ton of tacos. Now I can maybe eat 3, 4. And I'm talking like Taco Bell tacos. If I'm going across the street to Frontera, I'm getting 2 tacos. But I do enjoy them. I just don't think that they're the end-all be-all. Certainly, they're not even the best Mexican food. Fajitas are incredible. I know that's more Tex-Mex than Mexican. But enchiladas? Come on. So good. I'll be careful because I don't know how much of it is actually Mexican and how much of it is Tex-Mex. But there's better things on the menu than tacos. But tacos are good too. So Skeddy sent an Snapchat message. Do you think that Stop and Shop is taking the prices away for bags and lowering prices because of their under investigation? Elizabeth Warren looking at them now for their price gouging. Well, that is part of the reporting from a lot of outlets in Rhode Island when this news broke yesterday. I read a WPRI article where they brought that up and Stop and Shop, I guess, denied to them that it had anything to do with that, that this is something that they've been working on and that this, you know, that was just, I guess, a coincidence of timing. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm trying to really believe them on that. But the bottom line is, and for those of you who haven't read the story yet at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you really should. But basically what's going on here is that they announced in Rhode Island, this press release that came out was for Rhode Island stores. Stop and Shop unveils lower everyday prices on thousands of items in all Rhode Island stores and eliminates paper bag fee. So in all Rhode Island stores, all 25 stores, they have lowered prices on about 3,500 items in each store. And then they're also creating these saving kiosks to make it easier for customers to save with digital coupons. So you'll be able to access your digital coupons. You'll be able to have the coupons that are kind of geared toward what it is that you buy. So when you get those coupons at the register, at the end, it's going to be kind of the same idea, except you're going to get them when you go into the store so that you'll be able to utilize them. And they'll have other promotions and things like that that they're doing, you know, more sales in the flyers and things along those lines. And they're also eliminating the 10-cent paper bag fee across all stores in Rhode Island, making them once again free. And Roger Wheeler, president of Stop and Shop, said, "We are announcing a significant investment in our Rhode Island Stop and Shop stores that will deliver a better shopping experience and bring more value to our local customers." So obviously, hearing about this, I reached out to Stop and Shop and said, "Well, wait a minute. What about Massachusetts?" And Stephanie Cuna, who is a spokesperson for Stop and Shop, told me that earlier this year, Stop and Shop announced our commitment to improve the customer experience through price investments, continued investment in store remodels, and by delivering great service in our stores. Part of that includes lowering everyday regular pricing across our footprint. And she said this is a large-scale, multifaceted effort that will roll out in phases. So, for example, right now they've already begun lowering prices on thousands of items across stores in Rhode Island, Western Massachusetts, Connecticut, and several pilot locations in the greater Boston area, and they'll continue to roll them out across Massachusetts stores in the coming months. She did say that right now, stores in our area will see lower prices on poultry products such as Perdue, Stop and Shop brand, and Nature's Promise boneless chicken breast. So you're seeing those prices already reflected in those items, with more items to come. We're not quite ready yet to get the 35 items per store like Rhode Island is. Now, the other part of it is, let me give you some of those Rhode Island prices again, just so you can get an idea of what is probably coming to Massachusetts. Again, this is on their everyday pricing. This is not a sale. This is what the item costs when there isn't a sale. So in Rhode Island, a boneless chicken breast value pack, currently $3.99 a pound, will be $2.79 a pound, a 30% discount. Haas avocados, $1.66 each, will go down to $1.25 each, 25% decrease. Kraft shredded cheese, currently $4.29 for an 8-ounce bag, will go down to $3.49, a 19% drop. Yoplait yogurts, 6-ounce rather. Currently a dollar, go down to 89 cents. That's an 11% decrease. 8-ounce bag of Lay's potato chips, $4.99, will go down to $3.49. That's 30% down. Green Mountain K-Cups of coffee, the 10 to 12 count, currently $10.99, will go down to $8.99. That's an 18% drop. A pound of Land O'Lakes butter, currently $7.39. That's one of the things I hear people complain about the most, the price of butter. Well, that's going to go down to $6.29. That's going to drop 15%. Stop and Shop brand pasta, $1.39 down to $1.29. I'm sorry, $1.19. And Stop and Shop brand apple juice, 64-ounce bottle, from $2.49 down to $1.99. That's a 20% decrease. So those are just some of the items that they chose to highlight in this. And some of them might be a 5% drop, a 7% drop. But you know what? When you've got a cart full of those going through the checkout, all that adds up to significant savings at the end. So that's a good thing. And they'll start rolling out more of that in our area as time goes on. But maybe if you're listening to me from the, you know, very close to the Rhode Island border, or maybe you work in Rhode Island, instead of coming home and doing your grocery shopping when you get here, maybe you do it in Rhode Island, in the Stop and Shop in Rhode Island, and then bring the groceries home. Because not only are you going to get those savings already with the saving kiosks and all those other things as those go into effect, but you also will not have to pay 10 cents for the bags. That is going away in Rhode Island, not yet in Massachusetts. So why? Why does Rhode Island get the bag fee waived and not Massachusetts? Well, Stephanie Cuna told me, "We can confirm Stop and Shop is also looking to eliminate the 10-cent bag fee in Massachusetts, but the rollout is going to take a bit longer given that in Massachusetts, there are some local ordinances that require us to charge for paper. We will keep you posted as soon as it's official in Mass as well." So as soon as that happens, they'll let us know. And I got a feeling it's going to be sooner rather than later. Because what I think they might do is you might see them say, you know what, we'll just eat that cost instead of passing it on to the consumer because it'll be a good PR move. So that's kind of the lowdown of it. And I asked the question earlier, were you a Stop and Shop customer that left Stop and Shop because of the bag charge? I know it sounds silly to think that somebody would no longer go there because all of a sudden they're spending, let's just say you walk out of there with 8 bags of groceries. So it cost you 80 cents more to buy those bags. It's still less than if you'd bought one reusable bag for 99 cents. So maybe, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you in the grand scheme of things financially. But for a lot of people, it was the principle of it. It was the fact that they were not just Stop and Shop customers, but generational Stop and Shop customers. I am a generational Stop and Shop customer. My family has been shopping there since the Purity Supreme days. I know Stop and Shop was different. You know, it existed as its own chain back then, but it absorbed Purity Supreme. We were a Purity Supreme family. We were actually a Fernandes family back when we lived in Randolph. But then, you know, as we ended up moving to Plymouth and we lived right next door to Purity Supreme, we would go there all the time. When they moved a little bit further down the road, we went there all the time. We bought our groceries there. We rented our movies there. When you rented VHS tapes at the supermarket for 99 cents a night, we would be there multiple times a week. And when we moved to the other side of town, well, actually, we moved to Sandwich, and we moved to eventually the other side of town where there was closer to I guess it was A&P Future Store back in those days, where they had the little computerized kiosk where it would tell you in the store where everything was. We were blown away by that. But even then, we would still drive to the Stop and Shop in Sandwich on the other side of town. Like, we were a Purity Supreme / Stop and Shop / Angelo's when we moved to Wareham family. And so to me, it's ingrained in me to shop there. But was I upset about the 10 cent bag? Damn right I was. And I think a lot of other people were too, where they felt like, you know what, I've been coming here forever, and this is such a minuscule thing that sure means a lot of savings to the Stop and Shop corporate in the long run, but why are you gouging us for whatever these requirements are regarding bags? And so I think it would be a smart PR move on the part of Stop and Shop here to say, you know what, we are going to eliminate that bag fee in Massachusetts. We will pay it. Just because you're required by ordinance to charge for paper doesn't mean that you have to pass that charge on to the consumer. You could symbolically say, we're going to pay this for you and just take care of it. And it would be a huge PR move, and it would get a lot more attention for the price savings. And you know what? They're probably planning on doing that. They're probably just waiting until they have more of these savings instituted. That's why they didn't mention Massachusetts in the press release. That's why they didn't send me the press release. I had to ask them to send it to me because they wanted to get this attention in Rhode Island because they know that the bag fee part of it was the big PR move. That people are going to roll their eyes at hearing, oh, we're going to lower our prices. Yeah, yeah, of course you are. Sure, we'll see what happens. But then the bag thing got people's attention, and that's what was grabbing people online and getting them to read and interact with it. I saw on the Fun 107 Facebook page, there was somebody who I'm assuming works for Stop and Shop based on the way she put it, who said, if you're a jerk, she didn't use that word, I charge you for your bags, but otherwise I don't. Because in my opinion, if people who are using an EBT card don't have to pay for their bags, why should anybody else? So she has been just giving people free bags. And you know what? I think there are some clerks that have done that. Just as I'm sure there are some customers who have 8 paper bags in front of them at the self-checkout, and then when it says, how many paper bags did you use, they press 0 on principle. Now, I have not done that because to me, that is stealing. They're charging you for this item, and you're telling them that you aren't paying for it. That's stealing. And it's not worth getting in trouble for a 10-cent bag to me. But some people have done it just on principle. And I don't know how many of them actually have been stopped. Would you want to be the Stop and Shop employee that said to somebody, let me check your receipt. I want to see if you actually paid for those brown paper bags. Back in the day, we used to just walk in this Stop and Shop in Sandwich and say, can I have a stack of brown paper bags? I got to cover my books. And they would say, yeah, take as many as you need. Back in those days, they would have the coloring contests where they would put a design on the bag and you would color the bag and submit it in. Hey, can I get, yeah, take as many as you want. Brown paper bags were given away like promotional flyers. Yeah. You want to use our Stop and Shop bag to to sell a bunch of paperback books at your yard sale, take as many as you want. You want to use our Stop and Shop bag to, bring your school lunch in, take as many as you want. It's good branding for them. But I guess now, you know, the 10 cents is more important to them. But anyway, you can read the rest of that story at WBSM.com and on the app. Right now, I've got to take a break. If you are listening for your first Money Talks cash code of the day, grab your WBSM app, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, maybe you're going to use your computer, go to WBSM.com. However you do it, get ready, because here's your first shot at winning $30,000, your first of 10 chances today. All right, well, we are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment to get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. On the other side of that, we can talk more with you, 508-996-0500. We can still take your app chat messages on the WBSM app. Maybe we can squeeze in an open line voicemail, too, if you want to do that, although none of you do. Not enough of you do it. But right now, Phil has given me that look, and it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Florida braces for mighty Hurricane Milton. Trump denies post-presidency phone calls with Putin and the richest female musician in the world. Any guesses?
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
FEMA's Response and Recovery Acting Director Keith Turry is warning Florida residents to take Hurricane Milton seriously.
Unfortunately, there are always folks that don't take those orders seriously. And unfortunately, in almost every one of these storms, we do see loss of life.
Speaking on Fox News Tuesday, Turry spoke about making sure to leave the area before it was too late. Milton is expected to remain a major hurricane and expand in size as it nears Florida's west coast. The center of the storm expected to make landfall on Thursday night. Residents in the danger zone are urged to finish making preparations and evacuate if ordered. Floridians are traveling north. This man who stopped in Savannah, Georgia, says it's his first time evacuating for a hurricane.
Right now, I think the hardest part is going to be the not knowing. Normally, we're there, so we see what's happening. We see damage that's happened. Last time, we were able to help some neighbors that had trees that had fallen down, fences that had fallen down.
Milton has fluctuated between a Category 4 and 5 storm as it moves closer to the west coast of Florida. National Weather Service describing it as a historic storm, as it could be the worst one to hit Tampa in more than 100 years. Former President Trump's campaign is denying claims he made multiple phone calls with Russia's Vladimir Putin since leaving office in January of 2021. The allegations are in Watergate journalist Bob Woodward's new book, War, slated to release next week. The Trump campaign spokesperson says the story's false and added that Trump did not give Woodward access for his latest book, as he had for his previous books. Zillow now includes climate risk data. Timmy Trujillo with the details.
It's there for every property listed for sale on the real estate marketplace. The company's teamed up with climate risk firm First Street to include the effects of climate change into its risk scores. The move comes as North Carolina starts on the road to recovery after the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Helene, with most property owners there not having flood insurance. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Actress Jenna Fischer is sharing her breast cancer diagnosis on social media. Brian Shook has more.
The Office star posted her story on Instagram for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She was diagnosed last December with stage 1 triple positive breast cancer and is cancer-free after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Fischer wrote in her caption, "I wanted a photo of myself in my patchy pixie, looking happy and healthy to go along with this new." She encouraged others not to miss their routine mammograms. I'm Brian Shook.
And Taylor Swift is claiming the top spot as the richest female musician in the world, surpassing Rihanna. According to Forbes, Swift's net worth is $1.6 billion. That's ahead of Rihanna's $1.4 billion. Swift's rise mostly comes from her Eras tour, which brought in over $2 billion earlier this year.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers 6-4. Home game with the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday. Celtics host the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday. And the Patriots host the Houston Texans on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunshine all day today. A chilly start, but seasonable high temperatures hovering around 65 degrees come the afternoon. Another cool morning on Thursday, topping out only in the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies. Friday, we're flirting with a low in the 30s for the first time this season. Sunshine all weekend, with the next chance of showers on Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Sea Streak Sunset Cruise, taking the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at seastreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back. And nothing wrong with a little Slade in the morning. That's what we need. We need more glam rock to start our day. And this is the show where you will get it. And this is also the station where you're going to get to hear Drake May's first NFL start. Because after losing four in a row, the New England Patriots have decided to shake things up before hosting the 4-1 Houston Texans this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Patriots rookie quarterback Drake May will get his first NFL start against the top team in the AFC South. Will the offensive line give him the time he needs to make the plays? Patriots-Texans kickoff is at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. Of course, if you want to hear our regular programming, you can hear that on the WBSM website, on the stream there, WBSM.com, or on the WBSM app. But here on the radio, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, you will hear Patriots, Texans, and all the Patriots games all season long, right here on WBSM. Now, yesterday, I was mentioning earlier that the chief was on, Chief Paul Oliveira, Police Chief Paul Oliveira, was on with Chris yesterday, and they talked about the Blue Meadows shots fired incident, in which, from Chris's reporting, and I guess he saw the video, there was an AR-15 style weapon that was used in that shooting that has not yet been recovered. And we put an article out about that. And of course, there has to be the people that reach out to you. Anytime there's a gun story, you get these comments from people. First of all, let me just say, I am not anti-gun. I am a gun owner. I own a Smith & Wesson 9mm. That's all that I have, but I may get other guns in the future. That's just all that I have right now. And I am not against people owning guns. But even if I was, I would not put that bias into a news article that I'm writing about what the chief said on the radio. I have been doing this for a long time. I do not put my personal agenda in news stories. It's one of the few reasons why, as a talk show host, I can still write news stories. Because I can write a bias-free story that people will trust is a bias-free story. And last night I got an email from somebody who took issue with the fact that we referred to it as an AR-15 and didn't describe that what AR stands for. It said, when discussing and writing about AR-15 rifles, could you please identify the fact that the AR is an abbreviation of the original manufacturer of the firearms, Armalite? No. It's not necessary. It's not germane to the story. Also, we don't know that it was an actual AR-15 that was used in the commission of this crime. It was reported as an AR-15 style rifle. That is what Chris reported. The police department did not refute that, nor did they confirm it and say, oh, it was definitely an AR-15. It was definitely an Armalite rifle. And I don't see other news stories that mention AR-15s pointing that out. So it's not necessary. And I don't need to do it to satisfy your pro-gun agenda. It's not anti-gun not to put it in the story. Then there was somebody else in the comments on this on Facebook. It was under the Fun 107 version of the story, who was completely upset that most of the article was about AR-15s. It's like, you have, might have a problem with reading comprehension, sir, because the article is about one AR-15 style rifle that was used in the commission of a crime that the police department is still looking for. That is a very specific story. So yes, we would have to mention AR. Well, there's three paragraphs that just talk about AR-15s. There's three paragraphs that talk about this AR-15 style rifle, because that's what the point of the article was. Nowhere in the article is it saying, I mean, I do mention that they have been categorized as assault weapons in Massachusetts, and that's relevant to the story because that will be part of the charges that are brought against this person and part of the reason why the police department is concerned and part of the reason why it is an illegal weapon. Because if you have one of these rifles that you purchase pre-ban and you're legally allowed to have it, that's a legal rifle. This is being used by criminals in the act of a crime. We're just going to guess it's not legal. It might be a stretch by saying that, but I'm going to guess this isn't a registered gun owner who said, let me take my registered weapon and go shoot up the Blue Meadows housing project with it. The person who they already caught in association with this, as the investigation is still ongoing, discarded a handgun, a Glock 30, while they were running from the police that had a defaced serial number. So I'm going to guess that the AR-15 style rifle is probably not legal, if that one wasn't. So I think that all of those facts are important as to why that article is about that weapon. But I don't understand why the people who are, and people call them gun nuts, and I think that's a little bit too extreme to call them nuts over it. They're passionate about this interest, but they let that passion sometimes blind them to simple facts. Okay, you can get upset about Massachusetts' new gun laws. You can get upset about what they talk about in the national conversation about gun laws. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that you can apply that to a story about a gun that was used in the commission of a crime that police are still searching for. This story is not being put out there because WBSM and Tim Weisberg have an agenda to want to see those guns go away. We have many gun shop clients here on the station that don't want to see those weapons go away. They want to see the illegal ones taken off the street. They want to see them in the hands of responsible and licensed gun owners. But nobody wants criminals running around with a gun. And the more time that that gun is out there on the street, the more of a danger it is for the police officers who are trying to recover it and for the people who might be innocently caught in any crossfire or be victims of a crime that that gun is used in. That's what this article is about. So the fact that people get so instantly upset and offended about any mention of a gun, get over it. Get over it. Because you're not doing your side any favors. And well, you know, it's the Second Amendment. We can own any gun we want. Stop writing about them. Again, it was used in the commission of a crime. Of course we're going to write about it. And people are concerned about it. Of course we're going to write about it. And there are people who are licensed gun owners. There are people who probably have an AR-15 or have used an AR-15. Chris McCarthy has used AR-15s. or something similar, if not that exact brand. He has used those guns before. And he is concerned about the fact that there is one out on the streets being used by criminals. At no point has Chris McCarthy said, and you know what? This is why we got to get these guns out of everybody's hands. Because he understands it's being used by a criminal in the commission of a crime. And that is what you should be outraged about. Not about the fact that the media is trying to demonize an AR-15. We're trying to demonize the person that used an AR-15. Well, we're not. I shouldn't say we're trying to demonize anybody. We're not. It's unbiased. But the point is, it was a weapon used in the commission of a crime. So it's no longer just an AR-15. It's evidence in the commission of a crime that needs to be recovered. It's also a danger to the community that needs to be recovered. And I don't know why people don't understand that. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
She's the passionate one. Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man in the back said everyone attacked. And it turned into a ballroom blitz.
I told you more glam rock was coming your way, right? So there you go. That's The Sweet. So this The Sweet, Sweet. It goes either way. You can do it either way. Also, speaking of Sweet, I saw something yesterday that apparently Matthew Sweet turned 60 years old. So do we have another break? Maybe we'll play Girlfriend when we come back from that break. Great song. So got some app chat messages here I want to make sure I get in before the end of the program. Smoke in Fairhaven says, I believe Stop and Shop is concentrating on our Rhode Island because Market Basket pretty much has taken over Massachusetts. They know they're losing the Market Basket. There are only two stores in Rhode Island, so I'm sure they feel they can benefit from more territory. I also think part of it, Smoke, might be the fact that there's 25 stores in Rhode Island. So it's easier to kind of launch that as your first statewide announcement, because as Stop and Shop told us, they were already doing this in parts of Connecticut, parts of Western Massachusetts, parts of the greater Boston area. So I think the 25 stores in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island rather, was an easy footprint to say, look, we were doing this in this entire state. Because again, it's only 25 stores. I think you could probably throw a rock and hit 25 Stop and Shops around here. We know we've got Fairhaven, we've got the south end of New Bedford, we've got the north end of New Bedford, we've got Dartmouth, we've got Wareham, we've got, it's either Raynham or Taunton, or Raynham, I believe, Middleborough. So, I mean, there's a ton of them around here. And so there you go. That's more than a quarter of what they have in Rhode Island, just in our immediate, 10-mile radius, maybe 20-mile radius. Also, participation trophy wife says Stop and Shop bags were also used, because we were talking about all the different uses for them. So they were also used in the Karen Reed case for evidence collection. So probably not the way they wanted them to be used, though. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad publicity for Stop and Shop as part of that story. And Rick and Dartmouth says people have lost the ability to be objective about all topics. Their opinions and beliefs are all predicated on their own special interests. We live in an incredibly selfish society. And I see that so often with things that we write about, where, I could write a story that says offshore wind company donates $1 billion to New Bedford to build all new elementary schools. It'd probably take more than $1 billion, but we could publish that story. And the first comment underneath it would be offshore wind is a scam. Not, hey, thanks for building these elementary schools that are badly needed for us and doing it for free. No, it would be, oh, offshore wind's a scam. Like, that's what it is. It's people just giving their emotional reaction instead of saying something logical, which is why I try to push logic on this show. We have a couple of calls here. Let's see if we can get to them. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. I know I called again, but Stop and Shop, we always went there for years and years. And when we lived in Damas, we used to go to Star Market, and it's owned by Shaw's, I think, isn't it? But anyway, but now we go to Shaw's. We go to both. And I don't care about the 10 cents.
You don't mind paying the 10 cents?
No, but my sister-in-law, when she goes to Aldi's, you have to bring your own bags, too.
Right.
Or they charge you for the bags, so she's got a bunch of bags that she saved, the paper bags with the handles.
But that's kind of baked into the Aldi model. Like, that's always been their MO.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been to Aldi's. She does the shopping there. And then we go to the other, we go to all of them. You know, whatever they have on sale or whatever. But Stop and Shop was always our family's, I like Stop and Shop.
Well, and, now the prices are going to be lower, so that'll help. Well,
yeah, I go once in a while. And then I'm going to get your book today and going to Walgreens.
All right.
I have to go have some pitches made. And I called up to see if there was any left. They said, did you bring more in? Some girl, Ellie?
I don't know.
I think I took care of him. He was so funny.
Well, if they don't have any that are signed, they're unsigned, let me know and I'll meet up with you and sign it.
Oh, you better. And I want my name on there.
All right. Will do. Have a good day.
All right, take care. You too, bye.
All right, I got to take this break. Caller, hang on. If we got time to get you in, we will, but I've got to get this break in before the end of the program. We will be right back in just a few moments. I want to love somebody. All right, that is the now 60-year-old Matthew Sweet, who is, I believe, is going to be performing next month at the Narrows Center in Fall River. Maybe we can get him to come on. And do an interview with us. Stay tuned for South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy.